Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, man, the Holy Spirit is so awesome. The Holy Spirit, you know, God, when Jesus went to go be with the Father, he sent the Holy Spirit in a powerful, powerful way.
Yeah, he really did. And I was abiding and just spending some time with the Lord, and I, you know, was directed to Psalm 119:33, and it's about having a relationship with the Lord. Even you're really hearing just an awesome cry. A cry here is to seek God, is to seek his help. And then Psalm 119:33 says, "Teach me, O Lord, to follow your decrees, then I will keep them to the end." Goes on to say, "Give me understanding, and I will keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain, and turn my eyes away from worthless things." It's so beautiful when you're looking at that. You're saying, you know, it's crying, it's a cry. It says, "Teach me, God. Teach me your ways. Give me understanding. Direct my heart. I want to obey you. I want to give you everything. I turn my heart toward your statutes. Turn my eyes away from everything that's going to steal my relationship with you. But I want to grow in my relationship with you, God." And it's impossible to grow in your relationship with God without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our helper. He's our friend. He's our counselor. He is the great teacher. He's the one that reveals Jesus to us. He accompanies us as we abide and spend time with the Lord. I mean, Jesus said in John 14, he said, "If you love me, you'll obey what I command." And this is at John 14, 15. "If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth." The Spirit of Truth. So the Holy Spirit is with us. And as we're trying to have, you know, walk in our relationship with Lord, it's only the Holy Spirit that can teach us his ways. It's only the Holy Spirit who can give us understanding and help us and empower us to obey the Lord. It's only the Holy Spirit that gives us guidance and direction through God's word, through the voice of the Lord, right? And it's also the Holy Spirit that's going to help us to turn our heart, to turn our heart towards God, towards others, and away from pursuing selfish ways and selfish means. And again, it's the Holy Spirit that helps us to turn our eyes from worthless things. And our eyes, I mean, are being attacked with so many things. It could be sinful things, but it could be things that are just distractions, total distractions. And without a relationship with the Lord, without abiding, we're not going to be able to stay in hot pursuit of the Lord. And, you know, oftentimes the Godhead, you know, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, you know, sometimes he doesn't get emphasized enough. You don't hear sometimes much about him, but he is in a very important aspect in our walk with God. I mean, he is the revealer. And I want to read this in 2 Corinthians. Where is it? I think it's 1 Corinthians, actually. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, but oftentimes the first part of the scripture, we, you know, a lot of people are familiar with this. You know, it says, "However, it's been written, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him." And it's like, oh, wow, that's amazing. That's cool. You know, no eye has seen, no ear has heard. Man, right. God's amazing. But then we'll read the next part of the scripture. It says, "But God has revealed it to us by his Spirit." Mm. God wants to reveal himself each and every day. And that's one of the greatest pleasures. We always talk about abiding, my goodness, because it's the wonderful opportunity. It's the wonderful gift that we have every single day is to meet with the Father, is to meet with Jesus, to spend time with him in his presence. And the Bible says that we can go from glory to glory, and it's in God's presence that God heals us, that he restores us, that he directs us, that he gives us guidance, that he teaches us. It's where we fellowship with God. It's where he pours his love upon us. And it's in that time of relationship that we live out of. We live out of that overflow. Mm. And in verse 10, it goes on to say that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the man's spirit within him? That's so true. You can't know what other people are thinking. I mean, they can give you clues by their actions. They can give you clues by the things that they do that can help you to maybe understand what they may be thinking. But no man knows the thoughts of another man. You can't know them unless, of course, they tell you. But other than that, that's an internal thing that happens. He goes on to say that in the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. It's the Holy Spirit that knows the thoughts of God.
Think about that, John. I gotta stop it. No one knows the thoughts of God.
Isn't that amazing?
Think about it.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit knows the thoughts of the Creator of the universe.
Knows them.
Knows them. I think I want to
talk them out.
I think I want to hang out with the one who knows what God's thinking.
Right.
Hello. Yeah. It says, we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may understand, what God has freely given us. And then he goes on, this is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught by the Spirit, expressing spiritual truths and spiritual words. The man without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them. And I mean, it's just so amazing that he reveals, he makes plain what God has freely given us. God reveals it to us, and we have the chance. We have the opportunity to commune with the Lord. I'm telling you, if you're saying in 2013, listen, I want to go after God with all my heart. I want to make the Lord the most important person in my life, the most important thing I do, of all the changes I want to make. I want to go after God with everything. I want to encourage you. Listen, get an abiding plan. Get an abiding plan. You can go to iabide.org. You make God the number one priority and seek him with everything you have and cry out to the Holy Spirit. He's the one that's going to teach you. This is a school of the Holy Spirit. He's going to give you understanding. He's going to reveal God's word to you. So it's not just a book, but it's a living book, right? He's going to direct you in all your ways. He's going to give you wisdom. We share a wisdom moment every day, but he's going to give you wisdom from the Lord. He's the one that's going to enable you and empower you to turn your heart fully to God, and he's going to turn your eyes. He's going to speak to you in that still, small voice and say, stay focused on me. Stay focused on me. So I want to encourage you this year. Listen. Listen to the Holy Spirit. He is the true revelator, the true teacher, the true comforter, the helper, and his mission is to reveal Jesus. And so I just wanted to share that about the Holy Spirit. He's just so precious, and he's just so awesome and so amazing and so humble. He doesn't speak of himself. His sole purpose is to reveal the Son to you. And I just say, man, welcome Holy Spirit, man. We need more of the Holy Spirit.
That's like his own preacher. Like, need more of the Holy Spirit. You're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. I think about this, and it's on the VFN Torch. I'm talking about some of the things the Holy Spirit says in his word. And you can actually see the scripture of what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But the Holy Spirit is our counselor. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. The Holy Spirit reminds us of everything Jesus said. The Holy Spirit enables us to hear the voice of God. The Holy Spirit leads us. The Holy Spirit gives us power to deal with the demonic oppression. The Holy Spirit controls us if we allow him to lead us. The Holy Spirit knows what God is thinking, like you're talking about. The Holy Spirit can be grieved by our actions and words towards others. The Holy Spirit leads us in worship. The Holy Spirit enables us to discern what is right and what's wrong. The Holy Spirit convicts us of sin. The Holy Spirit convicts us of righteousness and judgment. The Holy Spirit, I'm talking, it just goes on and on and on, yeah, and on and on and on and on. That's why you see a great attack on the Holy Spirit when you have religion comes in and starts saying, you know, we don't need the power of God, and God doesn't heal anymore, and we don't believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. What they're trying to do is that's who God sent.
Mm-hmm.
And you got it. You'll be able to see this on the VFN torch, and it'll be made available to you. But understand that if you've been looking for power, if you've been looking for leadership, you've been looking to be led here and there by knowing what's right. Listen, it's actually God's Spirit, like John is talking about. And I want to encourage you that's God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, although he's three, he's one. So to honor and bless and speak well of the Holy Spirit is to honor and bless and speak well of God. As a matter of fact, the only unforgivable sin is to dishonor, to blaspheme the Holy Spirit. So be very mm-hmm. careful, you know, and you can speak against God, you can speak against Jesus, but if you speak against the Holy Spirit, if you blaspheme, you'll be very, very careful. And only God knows how that all fits in the paradigm of things. But the big thing is, he's the one that helps us.
That's right.
He's God inside of us. That's why God's Spirit dwells inside of us by the Holy Spirit. And so that's a very, very, very good word.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.